today.
I am so impressed that you took part in Tough Mudder. I think it's extraordinary. It's something I'd be scared of, but it sounds like a whole lot of fun. So you're going to introduce us to some of the women who took part with you.
Yeah.
And then also the person who trained you, who got you match fit for this.
The woman who whipped me into shape,
yeah.
Literally.
And I'm curious, what happens after a big event? Do you all just put your feet up and start eating donuts? Or
or
have you got the endorphin buzz? Like, are you seeking more exercise? So we're now going to find out how a couple of them went after the race. Sasha, who did you speak to?
So the race, just to remind everyone, was 5Ks. There were 13 obstacles, and Tough Mudder is actually raising funds for Beyond Blue Charity. So on top of getting to be active and messy.
Getting fit and muddy for a good cause.
Exactly. It makes it all the better. And so after the race, I had a chat to Jackie, Sarah and Libby, and I asked Jackie if it was as hard as she thought it would be.
It was as hard as I thought, but I had no idea actually how much fun it was going to be. And that's what really surprised me, that I felt like I was a kid again. You know, we were just being idiots together. We were rolling down the hills and we were stomping in the mud and falling over and just laughing a lot. It was an enormous amount of fun.
Lib, how did you find it?
Oh, I loved it. I had such a good time. Highlight for me was getting up over that Everest wall. I had one go and fell, and then I just thought, nah, this is it. And when that guy got my hands, I said, you get me over this wall. I'm not falling again. I think he was a bit scared. So that was my highlight. I love it when you do something you don't think in a million years you can do.
Do you feel like you could pretty much do any physical challenge now?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, kind of think, oh, I could never do Tough Mudder. I could never do that. But that's why Sam trains you. You know, all the training, the way the training is organised gets you ready. So every single one of us was ready today.
I think Tough Mudder is a real team sport. So I think if I was attempting it on my own, I really don't think I could have done maybe a third of the obstacles. I just would have walked. But because the mateship amongst us women and the support that we give each other and the enthusiasm just sort of bubbles over. So when you see, you know, one person, you know, attempting it and they're not quite succeeding and then we all run to push her bum up, then you know that, okay, I'm going to give this a go too. So you just sort of, the team sport thing is what really got me in.
Do something. You know, you kind of watch someone get over the wall and you go, hang on a minute, they can do that.
I'm always watching my kids, and we live on a farm, a property, and when they have their mates around, they have so much fun. You know, they'll be on the Tarzan swing, jumping in the creek, and you just see their faces beaming, and they're just pure, and they're having good old-fashioned fun. And the group of women today, us tough mothers, we were just like those kids. We're just beaming from the inside and just connecting and playing. We were playing just like the kids, and that was pretty special to do that again and find that inner child and just let it rip.
Isn't that lovely? Jackie, Sarah and Libby there speaking with ABC Sasha Hamilton McLaren, who also took part in Tough Mudder. And joining me in the studio is Sam Williams, a personal trainer at Yamundi Fitness, who trained the team of Tough Mudders. Perhaps you could tell us a little bit about the type of training that goes towards an event or a personal goal.
Essentially what I do is I give them a program. It's a very general program because obviously they're not on, you know, when I'm not training them one-on-one. But essentially what we do is we do a 12 weeks. And essentially over those 12 weeks, we would just work on getting them strong and some conditioning, things like that, but also training together as a team. So this aspect of it, because you're actually climbing over obstacles and things like that, you need to have a very good overall body strength, but you also need conditioning so that you're going from obstacle to obstacle as well. And the terrain is very muddy. So obviously the team members had to be quite strong in their core as well. So we do a lot of work on that too. You know, it's important that we have that all over body strength so that we can pull ourselves up. We're landing properly, all those sorts of things. And preventing injuries is a big thing that I focus on with them as well. But as I said, the getting together as a team is really, really important as well. So that team camaraderie is super important on the day, and everybody gets to know each other very, very well as well.
Is there a benefit with social accountability? Like there's the benefit of, look, I've paid the trainer, I've got to turn up. But when you're actually supporting another person, do you think that adds to the momentum?
I think with my team, I've been doing these group types of events for quite some time, working with teams for a long time and groups of people. I find because we're social beings, we are essentially wired for connection. So the power of doing these types of things or any type of making a change like this is very, very powerful in a group, because what happens is they all want to be there with their friends, but what also happens, it positively influences with that accountability factor. And also the momentum of the group then, even on the day, as you heard, you know, in some of the interviews, that then doing it as a group and achieving that, that's a real sense of accomplishment for all of them. It connects those people, and then they want to continue on, essentially. So that group becomes a very, very powerful tool for them to basically maintain what they've achieved and to keep moving forward as well.